The previous Mishnah talked about how the Kohen Gadol confesses over the second bull which was bought of the day, and this was to atone for the sins of all of the Kohanim. The first bull had been to atone for the sins of the Kohen Gadol himself, as well as his family, and the second bull was to atone for the sins of the Kohanim. Shechotai, he slaughtered this bull, and just like we learnt regarding the Korban Tomid, that the Kohen Gadol would only slaughter the minimum amount which is needed for the slaughtering to be valid, so that somebody else would finish the slaughtering, and the Kohen Gadol would have enough time to grab a utensil and catch the blood to be thrown onto the Mizbeach, since the Kohen Gadol is supposed to perform all of the services of that day. So the kibel b'mizrukas domai, he would catch the blood in a utensil in order to throw it onto the mizbeach. But before throwing it onto the mizbeach, that will be done later on. In the meanwhile, unusani lemi shu'a maris boy, he would give it to somebody who would mix the blood. Al harovid harovish b'heichol, and that person would be standing on the fourth row of marble slats, which the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was made out of marble, and so there are lots of rows of these marble slats. And although literally this means the fourth row b'heichol in the Beis HaMikdash building, the Gemara explains that it actually means four rows away from the Beis HaMikdash building. So still in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in front of the ulam, the wide room in front of the Beis HaMikdash building, so four rows away from the ulam, that is where he was standing, and he would mix that kadesh la yikrash so that the blood wouldn't harden and congeal, because as we'll learn in a moment, the Kohen Gadol now entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to perform the Ketoriah service of Yom Kippur. So there would be quite a lengthy break in between when he caught the blood and when the blood was thrown onto the Mizbeach. And if it hardened and congealed, of course it would be invalid. So somebody would have to mix the blood to prevent it from becoming hard for as long as the Kohen Gadol is involved in the other service. So the focus of the next Mishnah is now going to be the Ketoriah service. It says the Mishnah not al machto, he took a special shovel designated for the Ketoriah of Olalo Shem Mizbeach, and he went up to the top of the Mizbeach, which was situated in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Ufinu gecholim elach ve'elach. He would turn away, he would move away coals to this direction and to this direction. And then v'choyse min hamu kolitz ha'pnimiyos. He would shovel up from the most inner, burnt and fiery hot coals which were on the inside. The hottest coals, he would shovel those up, the yorad, and go down from the Mizbeach with a shovel of burning hot coals in the hand of the Kohen Gadol. And he placed it along this fourth row of marble in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. That would be the same row that the person was standing mixing the blood.